That is a hot take.
Prove me wrong.
I've never been wrong before.
Right. Yeah, you're wrong this time, Pauly.
Syracuse basketball is a name brand.
The cream rises to the top, Pauly. The Yankees will be there.
Pauly asked that question on purpose, and I just don't like Pauly right now.
Nobody needs a six-hour baseball game.
If you're going to lose that many faceoffs and you only lose by a goal to a number one team, is it really so bad?
You claim to my buddy Dow as a dependent
as a child.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't think you can get away with that.
This is Orange Nation with Stephen Fonte and Pauly Sebelia.
It is Orange Nation, last day of a Pauly Sebelia and Sal Manin, the Friday edition of Orange Nation. Sal, you've made it a full 5 days. Are you feeling beaten like the third round of a Tyson fight yet, or is it? Have you made it?
No, not even a little. The fact that you're putting yourself in that category, you and Mike Tyson.
Well, no, I just figured it would be like being beaten by him. I'm not saying I'm the greatest. I'm saying it would working with me.
Oh, I thought you were implying that you are the one doing the beating.
No, I'm saying that working, well, technically, yes, working with me is like being beaten by Mike Tyson for a week. So that
yeah,
was,
I mean, I find it closer to like having to
a gnat
sit to what?
Having a gnat irritate you.
Yes, that would be a much better way to put it. Yes.
Speaking of gnats and irritating, I've got a story about Jordan to tell later on. We will get into that coming up. We're gonna bring back our starting fives today. You've never partaken in one of our starting fives, but we
no. What does that even mean?
We make a basketball team out of fictional characters.
Oh, okay.
So today we will do college mascot starting five. That's a big thing.
Oh,
we're going to be doing. I already know who's going to play center. The rest of them, I'm a little stuck on. I also did something today that I've never ever done in my life, Sal. I purchased Padres tickets today, right?
Wait, what?
And
like
to see
like the thing from Star Wars?
What do you mean?
You said Padres tickets?
Padres. The San Diego Padres.
Oh, Padres. Padres.
I've
what
done,
do you mean you've never purchased
I
Padres tickets?
I've done
before?
That, but I did something I've never done before. I used my Phil Mickelson money to buy the tickets. I'm sitting first row above the Padres dugout at Citi Field on Sunday. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So we really went deep into that Phil money for this.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done it before. I'm super, super pumped. Yes. According to the Twitch chat, I booked a round trip to Tatooine to catch the Padres. But no, yeah, I'm super excited for this. I've never had better seats for any sporting event in my life, so I'm super.
Don't you sit courtside for every Syracuse men's basketball game?
Yeah, but that's my job. I'm working. I've never purchased anything like that. What's the best seat you've ever had for an event that you didn't
in
actually
terms
have
of
to
purchase?
Work? Yeah, that you didn't have to work.
Oh. Okay, I do remember years ago. So you know the food brand Goya?
Yes,
they sell that up there?
Yeah, the
okay,
beans.
Okay, so yeah, so some family friends I remember like 20 something years ago, the dad was like some higher up at Goya. So I remember he got one day like the company seats for a Rockets game. So, like, me, my brother, and a few other friends from the neighborhood got to go sit in, like, these corporate seats that were, like, on the floor. And they were right by the tunnel where the Rockets run out. And I remember we caught Dikembe Mutombo's his sweaty towel after the game. And I remember we were, like, so excited that we got the Dikembe Mutombo sweat towel. And then my mom washed it because my brother just, like, left it in our bedroom. It was like, don't touch the Dikembe towel. And my mom was like, oh, yeah, there was some dirty towel just, like, lying on the dresser. So I washed it. and we were so mad. That was like the best seats I ever got as a fan.
Have you ever Googled the Kembe Mutombo sweat towel to see how much it's worth?
I have not, you know. This was in the early days of eBay. I should have thought of that.
You know what? We should actually let people call in and say 315-437-7644. Best seats they've ever had to a sporting event. I've done the box thing a couple times. I've been in a box. I don't like that. I don't like, it doesn't feel like you're at the game when you're in a box watching a game.
Yeah, I've never done the like actual box, like where you're in like a little isolated or enclosed area or something.
Yeah.
But I have done where you're on the floor for, I remember one time, I think it was back in, it might have been the Astrodome days or the early days of Minute Maid Park. I remember that it wasn't a box, but it was on like the level where waiters come to you, so you don't have to get up to get a hot dog. And it's not like the, you know, normal vendors that are walking up and down the seats. It was like a personalized waiter or waitress would come to you and just be like, what do you want? Do you want a hamburger, soda, like any food that we sell in the ballpark, you tell me and I go get it and bring it to you. And it was like, whoa, what is this? But I've never done the like sit in a air conditioned room or something up in the mid level or something like that.
I sat behind home plate at a Pirates game one, and they have a restaurant you have to walk through to get to the behind the plate seats, and you can have like a buffet and steak and everything. And all I can think is the people that like those poor people just sitting two seats over can't enjoy this because they don't have. They don't have to walk through there. A couple people chiming in on chat. Front row behind the SU bench for the Gene Waldron 40-point game.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Someone said above the Yankees dugout, the Delta Suite at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, is it weird if I, like, take pictures? Like, I don't want to be weird about it either. See, I don't know the protocol. Like, I have to be able to take pictures.
You want to take... Why would you not be able to take pictures of the game?
I feel like I need to act like I've been, like, the people that buy those seats, like, can afford them normally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I love when if you watch a Yankee game and you see behind home plate where they're, like, $10,000 seats, and it's just all these men and women in business attire not even watching the game. Yeah, that's got to be you. Don't wear that ball cap.
Yeah,
well, you got to show up in, like, a button-down. Tell people you're an import-export that you're a venture capitalist.
I did something else I've never done. I bought a jersey, and I'm having it overnighted to my house. So I have a Padres jersey to wear to the game.
Does it say Sebilia, or did you get
Tatis or something? No name, okay. No name whatsoever. I'm not wearing a Sebilia jersey. the person that wears their own name on a jersey is a special kind of idiot.
Yes.
Oh man, but it'll be fun.
Now, is it just you going to this by yourself?
No, I actually
or did you
bought
have to
my
buy two tickets.
I bought my friend a ticket too, so I'm a pretty good friend.
Oh man, so you're not going to have any film money left over after this weekend.
No, actually, it barely made a dent, but I got him on StubHub. So
that's how much of a long shot Phil was.
I won
two dugout seats.
I won $5,000. I won $5,000on him. So let's go to Dave in Rome. He's got Dave, where's the best seat you ever had for a sporting event?
93 Super Bowl, Dallas Buffalo won.
Nice.
50-yard line. I was about in the seventh row. I mean, all kinds of celebrities behind me. Jesse Jackson, Jack Nicholson, others, but here's the punchline of it. Now, I was a bookmaker at the time, and I got busted in December, and the girlfriend said, geez, we never go anywhere. Well, you want to go to the Super Bowl? No problem. I got no problem getting the tickets. And they were 175 face value at the time.
Wow.
And as you left the game, you could have sold your stub for 50. Okay? I'm legally blind. I'm at the 50-yard line. Once the game got to the 40, I couldn't see a thing. 5 days, 4 nights out there. Everything's pumped up. I went out with $15,000 cash. I came back with a couple rubber bands and paper clips. But I did bet 60,000 on Dallas, so I did actually come home with 126,000 because we stopped in Vegas first to make the bet and pick it up on the way home.
See, so you at least you see, there's a guy you sell that can afford those seats. Like I have no business being in the seats that I'm in, and I don't know the protocols and the proper etiquette.
Was that the Super Bowl that Michael Jackson played the halftime show? It was like the first
real halftime. They didn't have a revolving stage back then, and I was facing Michael Jackson. Yeah, it was the We Are the World show, and we all had to put cards up. Yeah, it was a fun time, but 5 days and four nights out there was expensive.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of cash. Thank you, Dave, for your call. I'm going down and back same day. That was my reasoning for it. We were going to go to the Saturday night game and stay over in New York. And I said, if I'm going to pay that much for a hotel room, why don't we just leave Sunday morning and get the best seats we can possibly get? So that's how I kind of figured it out. Scooter and
Jamesville.
Yeah,
but isn't Sunday a matinee? Isn't that a day game?
Yeah, we're leaving at 7 a.m.
And we're coming back.
What? 7 a.m. is nothing. We'll be fine.
Anything before noon is early to me, Polly.
Scooter in Jamesville, what do you got?
First of all, if you invest in Derrick Rose, you probably could have been up in George Steinbrenner's box if you took your Nicholson money and put on Derrick Rose over 17 points in the Atlanta second game.
I don't listen.
So I tried to help you, Polly. You can know you can. But a couple of things. First of all, the segment about that you guys are talking about the fake the award ceremony.
Yeah.
Does the words jump the shark come to play in that segment there at all? Or I thought it might be worse. I thought maybe like Evel Knievel trying to jump the Snake River Cannon, and he kind of ended up in the brink on that one. So I wasn't sure.
Are you saying we should never talk about the Cuse Awards again?
That was, I don't know if I would leave with that story. That might be like a filler for Jordan at the end. We have to fill the last 10 minutes of the program. That might be a Jordan filler. But a couple things, guys. My top three places I sat, and they all had different ways of doing it. I sat at the Chiefs skybox. It was the banker's box. I sat for the Syracuse-Notre Dame day game. Basketball, maybe about 10, 15 years ago, in a box was shared by the lawyer and the same banker. But the thing was, I liked about it, the beer didn't stop flowing until the end of the game. You could drink right up to the end of the game. It didn't stop at halftime.
Yeah, it's lawless in those boxes. Yeah,
exactly. Now, the best story about getting the best seats was, I think it was 2000 when Duke, Oklahoma State, Florida, and Seton Hall played the Sweet 16, and we called Florida, tell them we're alumni of Florida because that was the farthest they're going to go. We got seats right in front of the blue, the blue curtain where all the people that had to go into the all the people in Syracuse were sitting in the top deck because they had to go into the lottery system. And the funny part was is that they thought Florida and Seton Hall were going to win their games. They put their fans right in front of the back of the benches. Well, Florida and Oklahoma State won, so it looked like the dome was empty because every time the cameras showed the benches, there's someone sitting in the back of them.
Yeah, I've never understood why they do that at the NCAA tournament. They should move them around. Like they should have a system set up so that if one team loses, that section gets filled, but it's always empty if someone gets knocked out. Like
exactly
the Michigan State section for when they lost to whoever it was, Middle Tennessee State that year was completely vacant, and it was on TV the whole time.
Exactly, but we sat right in the front of the blue screen, about five rows up. So from a big tournament standpoint, so always find the one that's not going to bring the fans and come your alumni. They actually are going to send you the will call. So it worked out great.
It's a lie. Scooter's telling us to lie to people. I like it.
Exactly. It wasn't the truth. Let's put it that way. It wasn't the truth. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't the truth.
All right. If you guys want to keep calling in, 315-437-7644, we will talk about the best seats you've ever had. I don't like now right now with baseball is they've got that net up, and I know it's for safety reasons, but it's completely taking the foul ball out of play, right?
I mean, you could still catch a foul ball.
But it's got to be.
Now, where you are right behind, no, because the netting goes all the way back. But you could still get a ball that pops over a net somewhere.
It also, it's because of stupid cell phones. Cell phones ruined everything for us. Like, you had to pay attention at baseball games or you get crushed. You'd get a ball.
Yeah, but the reason that they put the nets up was a little girl got hit and was hurt badly.
I know, but it's just I don't know. It takes the fun out of the game for me. It's part of going to the game.
This just tells me that you roll in different circles than I do, because other than games I've had to work, I'm not sitting where the netting is an issue when I go to the ballpark.
Yeah. No,
there's no net up in the third deck in right field.
Yeah. No, the only person that could reach me where I normally sit is Aaron Judge or Fernando Tatis on a freakish hit.
I do remember years ago when the Astros were tanking, when they were like intentionally or, you know, not exactly trying to not lose 100 games every year. I do remember I got free tickets to a game because I was in town visiting from Syracuse. So a buddy and I tried to go. It was a getaway day. So it must have been like a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. We walk up to the box office. Just like, we'll just buy cheap seats, you know, just a way to hang out and kill an afternoon. And they were so grateful that there were fans. They just, some guy just came up and was like, hey, you want tickets? Here, free tickets, field level. It wasn't behind home plate, but it was like right down the third baseline. That was like the only time as a fan I was ever sitting where you might be in foul ball territory. Normally I'm way up where nobody's reaching me.
Yeah, I also don't get to go to games as a fan regularly. So this will be different for me too. So I'm not like a rooting guy. I don't cheer, stand up, or scream or anything. I'll just sit there and be quiet and take pictures and enjoy it all. So, but
do you have like a ballpark go-to in terms of like, I got to do this, like got to get a hot dog, got to get a foam finger, superstitions, anything weird like that?
No, I'm definitely not a foam finger guy. I'll probably.
Well, I didn't know I realize it's at the Met Stadium, but if they sell any kind of Padres stuff, do you have to be, you know, I need something, I'm going to keep the ticket stub or anything like that?
I'll definitely keep the ticket stub, but I'll just take pictures and enjoy it. I'm definitely a hot dog guy. I'll get the hot dog with the mustard and enjoy the game, but I don't drink anymore, so it'll just be pretty much watching a baseball game on a really good television set where I had
who's pitching.
Oh, I got a turd of a pitcher. It's Paddock versus I gotta see.
All right, but it's not DeGrom. I mean,
no, I got the worst pitching matchup of the whole series.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's
at least you get to see Tatis. I told you last week that I wish I had gone to some of those games here just to see him in person.
It's also Sunday, so they'll probably be sitting the Sunday day games usually they sit the best players too. So, but anyway.
Oh, Joey Lucchesi and Chris Paddock.
Yeah, so a former turd Padre versus the current turd Padre. So
yes.
So we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Maybe we'll do the college football playoff thing. We've got Brian Hoke, Yankees reporter for MLB.com, break down what is going on with the Yankees. We've got Rick DiIulio, huge get. We got a guy from TK99 coming in to break down the hockey playoffs for us. And Tyler Akey, co-host of Locked On Syracuse podcast and ESPN Chicago producer, to talk all SU sports with us. Coming up, it's ESPN Radio Syracuse Utica and Q Sports Talk on Twitch.
On Twitch, Q Sports Talk and ESPN Radio 97.7 at 100.1.
This is Orange Nation.
It is Orange Nation. Pauly Sebelius, Sal Manin. Sal, we are talking about VIP experiences at sporting events, and it actually brought up in our Twitch chat on Q Sports Talk about...
Can I just, for a second, Pauly, before you get to this, let me applaud the Tribe Called Quest bump back.
Thank you.
Because to this day, anytime I have to do a mic check for work or anything, and this goes back to my Channel 9 days, I would always go, microphone check 1, 2, what is this? And everybody would just stare at me. So what are the many things you're doing to make this show award-winning?
Thank you. This'll
Tribe Called Quest and talking about pee troughs.
Well, that's what it's been brought up about, ways to make the Dome a better place to watch a game. And of course, everybody's complaining about the seats and everything, the comfort of the seats. And me being who I am, so, like, it's a money thing, though, right? You can't take out the benches because then you're going to lose seating at the Dome, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, because you're basically right on top of each other with the benches.
They could,
and you would have to take out entire sections at a time, so even if they said we're going to leave one small, like one part just for the students or the band, you still end up having to redo like an entire section if you want to put in real seats.
The other thing is, couldn't they make them cushioned benches? Like, I don't know how hard that would be. Maybe a little wider and a little with cushion on them. I also don't get those blue party tent seats that they've had down below forever also. Like, I feel like you could get rid of those and make those a little more comfortable for the people that are paying very good money for those seats. And you get to sit in a seat,
so
like it's
true
a...
It's true what you're saying. They can't bring the seat back, the cushion things anymore, or you buy it and it just stays in the Dome.
I think
it stays in your seat.
I don't think you can bring cushions in anymore, but you can buy those very fancy orange S.
Okay.
Ones that go on the bag.
You buy that and it just stays in your seat.
Yeah, I have no idea how much that costs, but the down below seats seem to me like you could upgrade those. It feels like you're at a wedding in the 1970s in those seats. Like, those people paid really good money to just be on a hard plastic seat. But I mean, they've upgraded the Dome a ton, and I'm gonna wait out the process before I get too picky on it. But the fan experience has definitely got to be upgraded somewhat. But they're doing the aesthetics first. They got a new roof, new screen, which is amazing, and hopefully they make the seats and more comfortable for everybody.
So you've yet to be inside the Dome with all the renovations, is that right?
No, I've been there for a home football and basketball game. It's just there was no fans.
Okay.
But yeah, and it's amazing. It's going to be a great experience for everybody. It looks so much better. It looked like a prison setup before, and it looks way better. It's colorful. It's got more things to look at. The screen is amazing, and hopefully they can get the seats for the high rollers that are just a notch below the real high rollers a little more comfortable for them. Coming up, we got Brian Hoke, Yankees reporter, MLB.com. We'll break down last night's Yankees loss to the Twins and Aroldis Chapman struggling. We got Ricky D, our co-worker, coming in to talk hockey because I don't know a damn thing about hockey. And Tyler Akey, co-host of Locked On Syracuse podcast, talk all SU sports. Coming up on ESPN Radio Syracuse, Utica, and Q Sports Talk on Twitch.
On Twitch, Q Sports Talk and ESPN Radio 97.7 at 100.1.
This is Orange Nation.
Orange Nation, Pauly Sebelius, Sal Manin. We got a few minutes left in the show. A segment that we do every once in a while when there's not a whole heck of a lot to talk about. We do a starting five for a basketball team with fictional characters. Today we are doing a starting five of college mascots. And I'll start at the center position, Sal. Don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but I think the Stanford tree would be the no-brainer at the center position.
I mean, I thought about that. That makes sense.
All right. Well,
I put down.
Okay.
Are you getting a feedback from me?
How about now? Better for you?
Yes, okay. Much better. All right. I put down Peter the Anteater from UC Irvine just because he looks gigantic. And he at least has limbs, whereas the tree, that would be my only worry.
Well, all all trees have limbs.
Oh, I see what you did there. Pauly Sebelia, every day from noon to two on your radio dial.
What anteater is this?
Peter the Anteater from UC Irvine.
How do you even know who that is?
Because I don't like the weird mascots.
Is that like power forward or center?
Well, see, power forward, I went for some bulk. I want like an Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley type. So I went with Sparty from Michigan State.
See, that makes sense. You know what? Peter the Anteater looks like a Syracuse recruit. He's long.
Yes, exactly. That's why I thought, yeah.
He could play the zone. He's long and lean. I'm with that. So our back line would be the tree, Peter the Anteater from UC Irvine, and Sparty. I don't have any issues with that.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I like that. We got size. We got some power down low. So it's going to be tough to score inside on our team.
Sparty is very much a Quincy Garia. He would transfer to Oregon out of Syracuse if he played here. All right, now a shooting guard. Shooting guard.
I went with the Toledo mascot, the Rocket. It's like a Rocketeer guy.
But do Rockets have arms?
He's like an astronaut or something. I'm looking it up now.
All right, I'm looking at him now. I could see that. See, I would
Rocket the Rocket. Yeah.
I would have gone.
I figure he's got to be fast, right?
Yeah, I would have gone the Wake Forest Demon Deacon. I think,
but can he handle the ball though? As a big, like a lot of times bigs have difficulty putting the ball on the floor. I need somebody who can beat his man or woman off the dribble.
I just like him because he's my favorite. He's my favorite mascot. But we'll go with yours. We'll go with the Rocket All Man right. at the two and our point guard finally. Wrapping up this gold of a segment.
I went with the USC Trojan because I'm saying that in that case, I get the Trojan and I get Traveler the horse. And so if the Trojan is able to ride a horse and fight and lead them in battle, he should be able to lead our team on the floor. Plus, I get a horse.
I would have gone the Leprechaun of Notre Dame.
That was my number two, yeah, because he's small, wily, yeah. He's got some magic.
We'll go
with the Leprechaun.
Okay, so our starting five will be the Leprechaun at the point guard. We've got the Rocket from Toledo at the point. Our power forward is Peter the Anteater, I believe.
Yep.
The tree from Stanford is our center, and our power forward, remind me again, is...
Our other forward.
Yeah, who was that?
Sparty.
Sparty.
Had, what? Yeah.
Coached by Jim Boeheim, just to annoy everybody listening. He would not play Sparty enough, and Sparty would transfer to Seton Hall. Everybody, every Thursday in June, July, and August, picnics at the park on Adaga Lake Parkway. Come on out. There's food trucks, dollar samples. You can get full meals, music from your favorite taste of Syracuse performers. And if you have a party of over 10, you can reserve picnic areas at tasteofsyracuse.com. Now, my final thought of the day is just have a good weekend, everybody. I appreciate everybody that called in with your stories about your favorite place or your best seats you ever had for a game. And just have fun this weekend. Be good to each other and be safe. Sal, it's been a lot of fun doing the show with you. I'm sure we'll do it a couple more times because I think Infante has like 6 weeks of vacation this summer. So we've got a whole week of it.
I'm just shocked that he has places to go and people to go with him that he can utilize this vacation time.
What's more shocking, that he has the vacation time or that he's actually partaken in a segment such as a starting five like this?
Yeah, the fact that Steve has ever done something like that, that's what's shocking.
We'll be back on Monday with Stephen Fonte. We'll talk about how his vacation was, break down the NBA playoffs. We'll talk about my seats to the Padres-Mets game, and maybe we'll have pictures of me and my buddy Dell at Citi Field. Coming up on Orange Nation, Sportszilla is next on ESPN Radio Syracuse, Utica, and Q Sports Talk on Twitch.